Hey, so welcome to part two of the 200th episode. Although it's not, it's, I guess it's technically 200th and one.
This is episode 200-2.
Yeah.
201.
200 volume two.
Yeah.
If you want point to now.
Point now.
We took that 200 episode and split it into two because
it was too damn long.
Basically, we're doing 200 bits. And it was too long for one episode.
Good God, so too long.
Here it is. The next bit. Jump in feet first.
Whoop.
Do it!
Toot toot.
Toot toot.
That'll make sense later.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues, Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
Now you have to play my 20 questions. Alright, I'm ready. My body is ready.
Are you a Marvel character?
Yes.
Are you a mutant?
No.
Are you male?
Yes.
That seemed...
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Are you...
Kind of male, non-mutant Marvel.
Are you human?
No.
Are you on Earth?
Yes.
Okay. Huh. Are you humanoid?
Yes. Are you the Noid?
Yeah.
Marvel's Noid.
Give me my fucking pizza.
Do you have powers?
Yes.
What are those powers? I'm kidding. Yes.
Gender question seemed a little...
Yeah, that was a little
wiggly.
I'm gender blind.
Yeah.
Or is it because he's an alien? So
maybe.
Is it really male, female?
So
could it be like a Captain Marvel-y? Could it be a Battery Bill?
You're saying all this, does that count as...
No, I'm not questions. Asking I'm you. It's asking. Not my question.
Is it your turn to ask?
No, it's your turn. I'm posing
well,
this to
I
you.
Well, then I am fucking up.
Anyway, you have a question.
Are they heroic?
Yes.
Okay.
In the Thor books, regularly?
No.
Are they the Vision?
No.
I just went for it.
Are they in the Avengers books?
Sometimes? You know, with a solid sometimes. You're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Woohoo! Breathe in all the air.
Do they have hair?
Yes.
Listen, that actually narrows things.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Is it Captain Marvel?
No. None of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that covers a lot with that question.
Have they ever been Captain Marvel?
Are they an alien?
No.
I thought we already...
Do we do Alien yet?
I thought we asked that already.
Yeah, I believe you did, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And I thought we said, yes, he was an alien.
No, not an alien.
Not an alien.
Not an alien.
Are they some manner of robot?
Yes.
Oh, Marvel robot. And it's not Vision.
I think I have it, but...
You've still got lots of time to get this wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, Herbie?
No.
Is it Aaron Stack?
Yes, it's Aaron Stack.
Yeah! Machine Man.
Oh, shit.
Next wave. He has hair. He currently has hair.
He had hair. He had hair in lots of books.
That's true. Yeah.
You're at 16 questions and he got it.
Full of many useful devices.
Mm-hmm. That's his words.
Yeah. Very true.
I'm the machine! He's the machine!
Kyle's surprise three.
So, this is kind of tricky because it's an audio file. Perhaps you'd like to listen to it right now. It's a surprise three. It's 3 minutes of paradise.
What?
Oh, he's talking. No, wait. No, I'm still talking.
It's 1 hour.
Drunk Uncle Galactus, Band the Flash, is a weekend dad, Lightning Round and Hop Harrigan, also Martin Mull. Patton Oswalt's L&D, does the Kingpin have diabetes, Magneto, Cliff, Phantom, Prison, Yu-Gi-Oh! Robin, Greg, Land, Game Changes, Batman, am I shouting, is the mic on S-Cargo? Dell Comics, Frankenstein, Fairy Slitty Valentine. It would go a bit like this guy on a buffalo. Get popped, Kessel Run, you take pearls with a gun, snuggle party, sleepy beefy winner, don't for drugs. Gugum fast cat kaiju, Wonder Woman, we love you. Taser face, sells vagina, hey they made it up. Enjoy your chili fries in hell, Gambit fixing's going well. Wolverine's a helicopter, people died for sure. Two Jack Kirby's fight to death, belly bumped up your bed breath. Dr. Morgan, Bry Goliath, Danny Pudding more. Godness, Mark, Madness, Zack Snyder, Cosmo, Sadness, Spicy Claws, Moida, Royal, and that's the last scene. Hey, Crime, Magic Tears, Dr. Druid brought the beers, Creaky Bones and Jughead Face, Hypno Hustler, Halloween. Utopia, but all the toes, Grandpa, don't go, Super Ball, Bok Bok Bok, opposites attract. Wolverine, Chili Dogs, Captain Britain with two hot dogs, also DC ate those dogs, time traveling hands. The Eye of Mike the Mondo, story not good, made sense, no long pause, saw horse, old man, Gwen Stacy. Bill Stankovich, dance a guy, as long as Barry Allen dies, Aquaman, then Peacons, Freeman, and a jazz baby. Space Smith, Stardust, I don't need luck, I eat nuts, character storm, smidge a midge, keep it in the hot fridge. A reporter, Sage, happens fish, speaks to Aquaman, Chips a Ahoy's decoy, boy, trip with mustache, coy, boy. Just a page of Cyclops crying, Merc will do all the driving, Bashami, Vision, Alan Moore, Belchie does the belch of joy. Ocean City, Defender, welcome to Hereafter, Dickalese, and I forgot, Merca, not like astronaut. 200 goddamn episodes of this very fun show, Zero Issues Comic Podcast has a real long name. Woo!
Colossal amount of work.
My God.
Research wise and performance wise. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
There's moments where you're just sort of like snapping off, like, oh, this episode. I'm like, am I forgetting things? What's wrong?
I know. I'm just trying to like process it all.
I copy and pasted every single episode title.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we got a lot of stuff and I couldn't cram everything in.
But. No. But I think that was good. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Moving on.
No touchy touchy, no rubby rubby patty, and no looky looky touchy.
Kyle quiz.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Here we are.
So, ground rules for this quiz: it's going to be whoever's closer, and the answer to every question is a number.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
So,
5.
Wrong. 4 points for Merc. how many times has Batman died?
5. No, sorry.
Yeah. 3.
10.
Merc's closer. It's 11.
Wowzers.
Okay, number 2. How many tons can Colossus lift?
Tons?
Mm-hmm. 100.
30.
Merc's closer. It's 70.
Ah!
how many years between Jason Todd's first appearance and his death?
2. No.
8.
6.
Giving it to Bry because it was 5.5.
Okay.
What?
That's okay. He got 2 chances. That's fine.
Oh!
I'm just kidding.
In the past, we just rattled off until it went.
That's how we're doing
him.
That's
fine. No.
Okay. What century did DC 1 million take place in?
Which century?
Mm-hmm. The idea behind DC 1 million is if the books had kept publishing.
Oh, right.
Issue number 1 million.
They would get to 1 million at this time. Just pick a dumb 52. Number.
52. 486. 400. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What?
Are we just having one guess or multiple?
I mean, Bri got the multiple, so now Merc gets a chance for the multiple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get another shot.
Jeremy Irons.
Bri gets the point. It was the 853rd century.
Ah, I knew it was something big.
What was the first, the number one, Elseworlds book?
Gotham by Gaslight. Sorry, it was a number.
Well, I mean, that's the only one that's...
Yeah. All right. I was like, that's not a number, and I'm shouting it out.
And yeah, it was Gotham.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that was right.
Well, you should have said it. You would have got a point,
well,
too.
He beat me to it.
All right. Not counting Wolverine games, how many X-Men video games have there been?
Ooh,
7.
22.
Bri gets the point. It's 24.
Oh! Whoa,
you're fucking kidding.
And then there was like a whole thing of like Wolverine games. Like, I'm not counting those.
No, yeah. It's no. A whole
subgenre. And Amandian Rage can... How many capital cities of heaven are there?
Oh, like from Iron Fist?
Mm-hmm.
7?
8?
It's 7. All right.
Look at him cocky. He's leaning back.
Okay, not counting the times when they've done like the Sinister 12 or the Sinister 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
How many members have there been of the Sinister 6?
6. 9. Kyle, it's in the thing. No, like.
Get out. Scram.
9.
How many different people have been members?
Yes.
9.
16.
Merc says 9. Bri says, what, you said 16?
Yeah.
It's 24.
Whoa.
No, wait. No, it's 22.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuckers can't count.
I know they can.
point a Bri. How tall is Puck?
4'2".
3'9".
3'6".
Fuck. Fuck, Puck.
Point a Bri. Because he was 6'6", and then he was shrunk to 3'6".
Yeah.
Canonically, how old is Wolverine?
He is
156.
Like so old.
156.
Yeah, he was.
this question made Bri horny.
It did, very horny. I want to say like 125.
It's going to Merc because he's 187.
Oh, cool.
How many Hulk personalities have there been over the years, including my favorite, Guilt Hulk?
Guilt Hulk.
Guilt Hulk.
18.
17. I'm gonna play it
you
like
yeah. Son of a bitch. It's 11, so you get that.
Son of a.
I'm playing the Jeopardy right. route.
What was the cost of Action Comics number 1 when it came out?
The cost of it?
Mm-hmm.
5 cents. 5 cents.
And you're both. Nobody gets a point because it's 10 cents.
Really?
It was 10 cents.
No way.
I mean, glossy pages, you know?
That's true.
What year was Hellboy brought to Earth?
Who? Sorry?
Hellboy? He was brought to
Earth.
1941.
40.
I might be wrong.
Bri gets the point. 1944. And he was conceived in like 1607.
Way.
October 5th. I thought
he was like pre-World
War II. He was a little baby boy when he came out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Long gestation period.
Yeah.
What number am I thinking of right now?
7.
12.
69.
Dudes.
What year did Quasar first appear?
69. No.
No.
no, it's not.
Dude. 1978.
What year?
Yeah. No, what month?
89.
79. Brian gets it.
Really?
Mm.
Dudes.
I did not think he was a 70s and thing. I thought he was like an 80s or even a 90s.
He appeared the year before as Captain Marvel.
No.
I think that was it. I sort of, look.
You're just making this shit up now, aren't you?
Speaking of which, how many Captain Marvels have there been?
7.
5.
9.
Whoa! not just Marvel, though, right? You're talking all Captain Marvels? Fuck. The guy who comes apart? You know the one.
He does the Cyrax teleporter.
Yeah.
Okay, how many issues...
I just got that.
How many issues were in Volume 1 of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
62. 12.
62.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I knew I wouldn't get that.
Because 50, and then they had...
City at War.
Yeah.
What is Machine Man's robot number? X?
50?
52.
You both get a point, because it's 51. Oh! I don't know how to do that.
Amazing. Yeah. Salut, my friend.
Almost there. Right now, it is Bri 10, Merc 8.
What?
So we know. What year was Jack Kirby born?
Can I take it back? I'm just going with
19. I'm just waiting for answers.
I'm going to say 22.
And you're going to say...
I'm going to stick with 20.
Yeah? Okay, you got it, because it was 1917, actually.
Yeah, I knew it was earlier than that, but I figured, you know what? I'm gonna gamble.
And the final question.
Yeah.
How many hours did it take me to write this quiz?
Fucking, oh man, probably 3. Like 6.
Merc gets the point, because it was 2.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, final score. Right. Bri 11, Merc 9.
Oof.
We're all winners.
Yay!
We're all winners.
Everybody won. But we're all winners.
No, but we all won a quiz.
Each one of us won a quiz. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful world.
That's not a song, is it?
I'm just making up a new song.
Oh, okay. It is. It's a song now.
This didn't start to fire.
Don't patronize me, Charles.
No, sir.
Okay, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
200 years. Your characters.
Okay, what do you guys think Green Lantern will be like in 200 years?
He'll be a horrible, horrible person.
Well, because like I feel like in 200 years, we're going to be in space. We as a society.
And he'll come to Earth and take over Earth. It's a giant spectre green thing that's yellow. No.
The sliding timeline. So is it going to get to a point where like the idea of like even being from Earth is maybe a little like, oh, that's...
It's hokey.
It's a little hokey, yeah, exactly.
But we destroyed Earth centuries ago. 2 centuries ago.
They told us specifically how to save it, and we didn't do anything. So there's that. I mean, like, you could, you know, if he's not from Earth necessarily, like, you see him being kind of like, you know, the humanity is like kind of a cosmic immigrants, basically trying to find somewhere else.
You're fucking deep.
I'm just saying, it's interesting, because, like, you know, you have him being kind of like, you know, he's... When he first shows up, he's like this Earthman and all these aliens around.
I don't know what's going on.
That's his, like, normal. So I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of, he doesn't have that Earth stability where he's like, oh, now I'm into this world and stuff. And how do I balance the two? And how do I, that's not even part of it. He would be fundamentally a very different character.
I'm going to change my answer to someone's killed him and he's passed it on to somebody else.
Okay. You don't think Hal Jordan's around? It's somebody else?
I don't think it's Hal Jordan.
No. That always takes.
Yeah. And he won't be back for years until Blef Blonds, the great, great, great granddaughter of Geoff Johns, shows up and she's like,
yeah,
blissen up, everybody. Blef Blonds here.
Listen, my ancestor grew up with Hal Jordan, so everyone has to have Hal Jordan.
My last name went from Johns to Blonds.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it was a... She showed up on Space Ellis Island.
Yeah.
What's your last name? Johns. It's Blondes now. That's much easier to say here in place. You mean space? No! Next up, Dick Grayson. 200 years of not being Batman yet.
Oh, no.
He's adopted, like, several incarnations in between them, and they're all, like, incarnations of bats or knights or wings or hangy things. I'm a chandelier. Look at me.
I'm Mr. Raccoon. I also come out at night.
I have a bandit mask.
I'm going to eat your garbage.
I used to wear it when I was a robin. I was really scary. As a robin, the most... Yeah, like the friendliest of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are just dozens and dozens of robins. And
so many robins.
He becomes the crow.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, at that point, somebody's bought the rights to the crow.
Wouldn't that be interesting to cross over and be like, Dick Grayson is the crow?
That'd be okay. You know, I like that.
That could happen.
Weirdly, I just came up with a good thing.
Yeah.
Just they're going to be both of them just snapping up everything left and right until there's nothing left.
And finally, Judge Dredd. You know, from a book called 2000 AD. It's already dated.
It's
Carl Urban is playing.
It's going to seem like...
Carl Urban's great-great-grandson, Blarl Blurban.
Blarl Blurban.
The people 200 years from now are going to look back at those, like, you know, Judge Dredd comics and be like, oh, things are so quaint back then.
Isn't that cute?
What a quaint idea of what the future would be.
Several megacities, you say. Yeah. Wow.
I don't even want to read it.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to have to be extremely fucked
up. I believe our Earth trumps that one.
Oh, no.
Next.
When it comes to comedy, I'm sort of like
a little bit of Eddie Murphy Raw and, well, several others.
Oh, and this is for me, five favorite podcast moments. Well, moments or just
whatever
things.
Yeah.
It's a little soon, but Mama Moa. It was a delightful.
Yeah.
No, it was delightful. Was
every was time we do those sorts of things, I love it.
So that in general, but Mama Moa in particular. I can't get enough of it. I occasionally would just be like, ever since we recorded that, I like in my head, I'll just hear Mama Moa in my head, and I'll just start giggling like a fool.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mama Moa.
You can't go wrong.
Do like a Full House intro with it. Well, like that one where everyone is Mike Tyson.
But I did see that, and that was disturbingly delightful. It was weird.
I'm going to go with just episode 52 as a whole, because the new format, the new everything that was, you know, it's an obvious one.
But it's a Vertigo game changer.
Oh, absolutely. It was Yeah, no, it was...
you tease, but
it felt very good to have that more... That format.
What are we doing? We're doing this.
Exactly.
Right, we're going to do this from now on.
Exactly. And it clearly
stuck. For those who don't know, it was at the point where we suddenly decided, okay, instead of just rambling incoherently,
exactly.
Let's have an intro and then some news and then a warm-up and then at the time, you know, like the main topic and then also...
the moment of zero.
The moment
of
zero.
Which was like a cool down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, it's gone now. We killed that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, same format.
Yeah.
This was decided to be a show. So,
not
yeah.
three jackasses. No.
I'm going to go with the first time, but Holiday Half Pints.
Those were super fun.
Yeah. Those were very fun. Just rapid fire. Like
some of them were literally 30 seconds to like 10 minutes or whatever.
But literally just like sitting down there in your basement at the time and just rattling
and
off these things.
And we got so drunk.
Oh, we got so
like those are early enough that we were drinking a lot.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't do that as much.
No.
Can.
Oh, we can.
We will.
I got a futon.
We will.
I got a futon. Yeah. You guys can sleep together.
We can cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway.
There'd be very little sleep involved because we keep playing Mario Party.
We haven't done a lot, but I've enjoyed it when we've done interviews.
Yes.
Arvin Bautista and John Trumbull, that was that's really the only time we've done interviews in that way.
Yeah.
It would be nice. I mean, like, only not... You know, as a regular thing necessarily, but if the opportunity presents itself, I'd really like to do that again, like doing that kind of like a Skype, however we'd set it up, like a proper kind of interview segment with somebody if the opportunity presents
itself.
Weirdly,
when I was looking up like which episodes had the most popularity on iTunes, even just looking for our podcast, issue zero comes up way quicker than zero issues.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Is it still doing episodes?
I have to check when the last one was posted, but he had like Jeff Lemire
he was located in Toronto too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and he's like he literally is like part of major media companies. Like he's just able to just you know do whatever he
wants. What's his name?
Kennedy? Fred.
What?
Who cares?
Fred Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious to
see
if he's still
Fred running.
Our
beef with Fred Kennedy, who like after we'd posted like whatever, like
all I'm saying is
100 episodes plus, and then he was like, "We're issue zero."
Yeah.
And
so we're, but I will say, every time we've decided we have a beef with another podcast, real or imagined, we bury them. They're gone, but we're still here.
Weirdly, I did come across the listing for that podcast, and we're like, we have a beef with a podcast, and it was like...
Oh, yeah, the beefcast that we did.
Yeah.
Where we called Rodcast, which is...
So we'll bury issue zero in
which
the
didn't exist at the point. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
No, they predate us.
Us, but I don't know if they were actually posting at that point that we were...
I might actually see one of them tonight. I might go to a show later, depending on the time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just pretty basic one, but individual mics, round table, chairs. Love it.
Woo.
Love it. Love it.
It took us a long time.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know. For building this super expensive house.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that for us. This is, like, you know, still, this is proper. Like, this feels good, and we're going to keep, you know, see what else we can
and
do.
And thanks, but... Restore, for this table.
Yeah, really.
Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you, Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. It's a good table.
It's a good table. Thank it's you, a President good round, Jimmy yes. Carter.
Oh, I love you.
Next up, Bri.
Whoa.
200 years.
Okay. First off, Captain America.
Oh, he's never going to change. He'll be the exact same.
America might.
Well, with like scorching ruins like, Star Spangled Stripes.
Star Spangled Stripes. You know, the thing Captain America says.
These stripes are covered in stars.
He's like just a cancerous ruin of burnt flesh. And
that's what all people look like in that time.
Russian
gills.
Trumpism.
Spelled with a K.
Trump?
Captain. Trunk.
Crump.
Crumpism. It is American trunk.
Do you want a crump? What's a crump? It's a hot dog.
It's good dance. You do.
Put this in your mouth. It tastes good.
Tastes like America.
It's freedom.
I don't know if the question got answered, but lovely.
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay. Number two, Spawn, who will still be published.
You know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
Laser guns. You know what? I'm not going to make fun of Todd McFarlane.
No, not at all.
Spawn. Good for fucking him. Oh, because he is going strong and he's doing it right.
He'll have laser guns. You know what? That's all I got.
Yeah, you know what? Medieval laser...
What hasn't Spawn been, really, at this point?
Laser guns. Guns that shoot lasers.
Victorian 80s Spawn.
Yeah.
Victorian 80s Spawn?
Yeah.
So like God.
What are you questioning?
He's like Prince?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got...
Spawn!
This is what it's like when Spawns cry.
Lastly, Aquaman.
Just a gif of a fish flopping on dry land.
He drowned.
Yeah. Well, the entire Earth will just be underwater.
He's
I'm
like,
assuming.
I'm king of the world!
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Costner.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Costner, y'all.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Just saying, underwater crimes will be the only crimes. So,
Top cop.
He flies past just like Batman's floating corpse.
You're all going to Curry Prison.
Yeah. But like there's underwater Gotham, underwater Metropolis. Like Atlantis just takes over the world.
Metroquilus?
Oh!
Ah!
I got too excited about that one.
A ghost! A bee!
Great Caesar's ghost!
Underwater Caesar's ghost.
Yeah, great horse Caesar's ghost!
Great Triton's bones.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. We did it.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Merc, what are your five worst podcast moments?
Five? I had a hard time with this, but it basically
because you didn't want to be mean, but what don't you like about me?
Well, no, but it was more self-deprecating and really the first episode.
Well,
understandably so. I say that in all love, in that we just didn't know what we were doing.
No, we didn't.
And we wouldn't have expected
it. We're funny guys.
We don't know. You know, ooh,
we got drunk and talking to the bar while drawing some pictures so we can do this.
Look, we got a snowball microphone.
And I hate to admit it, the numerous times where I got super sloppy drunk. And,
Hey, that was all of us, though.
No. Yeah. I tend to do it more than you guys. Because you're often recording at my house.
Yes.
So
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to have an extra beer. And,
then another one to wash that beer down.
And it went fucking downhill from there. Fourth episodes.
The fourth episode?
Of recording.
Yeah.
We generally record three episodes.
Oh, right.
In a stint. And every once in a while, especially early on, we go, should we do a fourth? And it never went
well. It went real well at the time.
We were like, that was super funny. And then you listen to it and you're like, wow, That's really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. There's a reason we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I have much other than that. There's just, like, it's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can intercut...
Yeah.
The most recent episode of Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy was May 17th, 2018. Buried him!
Oh, we didn't know that! Yay.
Buried him.
Woo! It's ours again! None can come at the throne.
But you know what? I hate to say it. When you look at iTunes and you type in Zero Issues,
yeah,
his comes up first.
But yeah, you know what? He's dead. Like, his show is dead. Maybe he is too. I don't know. Right. Maybe I'm dead. Maybe I'm a ghost bee.
There's nothing sadder than a hungry man whose hot dog just got hulked.
Kai Kai. Bri Bri.
Five favorite podcast moments.
Oh, my five favorite moments.
Five faves.
Once again, the time that I caught the plague.
Yes.
That's a favorite moment because I got to hear an episode without me. And it's the same when, you know, sometimes when we record a third episode and so much time passes between when you record it and when you edit it. It's like, oh, it's like I haven't heard this before sort of thing. But that one, I really never heard. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Can I interject? That the only time I think you guys have recorded without me was when you did a Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it was an episode entirely about Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
because that was the only time we were going
to
get.
That was with, I never was listened
with
to that.
Sherry. That was
That's fair. Oh, nine people. Nine guests. Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Totally forgot about
it. I get
it. As a
there
guest.
You go. There
yeah.
you go. Yeah, because Sherry was in that one. That was, I don't know. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It was fun to
Whatever.
Do.
Yeah. Dragon Ball sucks. Whatever.
Well, I mean, I could say lots of things.
Episode 201.
I kill.
Favorite moment. Making the two of you explain Gen 13 and Dragon Ball. That was one of my favorite
that
bits
was
for,
pretty fun.
For
that was
a
pretty
lightning
fun.
Round.
Yeah.
From the same, you said the holiday half pints,
yes.
saying which predates the holiday half pints, the advent calendar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where it was, we did 24 freaking episodes. Yeah. Posted every day. That was a dumb idea.
I was kind of folding them together.
I liked
yeah.
that idea. It was good, but it was like a lot of work.
I liked it, but I did write afterwards, never again. Yeah. It was lots of fun, but never again.
No. Yeah.
Another favorite moment, every time when we record, we do silence, and Bri can't do it.
Yeah.
You were really good this session.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, it's, we, you know, all right,
just,
all right, let's
okay,
be quiet.
Okay, just be silent for, like, 20 seconds. We can't even do it about
that.
We've all had our times where we can't do it, but it's very much like,
yeah.
Bri, you're not paying attention or something.
That sounds like me.
Let
yeah.
me just. Also,
I'm like 2 seconds passed and I forgot what we're doing here.
Yeah, you're like, you just start talking like, so the news is just this and the bipping and the bopping. And it's like, what?
We just look like, what the fuck are you doing? Every fucking time. And my number five, or number one, depending on which way you order it, I don't know, favorite moment from the show is Hot Fridge. Because Hot Fridge is, it's beautiful.
It is.
It came out of nowhere, and we all added in and built on it, and it was just, it's just a beautiful,
it's a nice little bit,
weird comedic moment
yeah.
that we haven't, we've never gone back to.
Really. No.
We reference it occasionally, but we don't, like, you know, add in more verses to Hot Fridge.
How are you going to improve on perfection?
Exactly.
It's a beautiful
it's a
moment.
Hot Fridge.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Don't go back to that well.
Mm-mm. That's what you gotta do when you find yourself thrust into the middle of a cockfight.
Okay, Kyle, once again.
Oh my gosh.
Character Storm! Give us your three Character Storms.
Alright, so first up is Max Pac-Man. Spelled P-A-C-M-A-N, just so we're all on the same page. Max Pac-Man.
Oh man. Pac-Man's son just... doesn't want to get into the family business. You know what I mean? Eating pellets, eating ghosts. I mean, like, he's actually a ghost rights
He's into
activist.
Archaeology.
Oh, okay.
And he's actually, like, you know, traveling the world, trying to find artifacts.
Yeah.
I'm Max Pacman.
Yeah.
Archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's connecting with, like, all the different native tribes and just, like, trying to learn and find things out. But then these ghosts.
Yes.
These ghosts. They keep haunting him.
Yeah.
They haunt me.
He finds himself trapped in a maze-like tomb. He has to fall. He left pellets to find his way out of there. And ghosts are after him.
He thought
it's
he
a gritty reboot.
He thought he could get away with it. He could break away from his father's legacy.
Yeah.
But then he was stuck in that, in yeah. that tomb. And he was like, I gotta eat my way out.
Yeah. Dum, 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 no, it's not. Yeah, he's like, no!
The most terrifying Black Mirror episode. Next, I like that. I definitely paid attention to it. Next up is Captain Daddy.
Captain Daddy. That is Captain America in 200 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fathered Listen, children I, left and right.
We had
Bernie Carroll.
Great note. Nation.
We who had else? Our Father's Day episode, I think we established he might not be a father, but he is a daddy. Mm. So, you know, he's just owning it.
All right. And finally, Chimichurru and Kangaroo. Yeah, I just wrote this one. Fuck you too. Who are
Chimichurru?
They?
Chimichurru? Kangaroo
to you? Just said fucking cock tea.
you both decided, oh, we're going to be these characters.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Just a cockney chimney sweep and a kangaroo.
The that first talks. One has a pineapple
Better
shirt.
Better married.
He's got a pineapple shirt.
What? Oh, no.
And the second one, the kangaroo, is just wearing a tank top and no pants, I assume, because it's a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he's at the window of somebody's house, just scratching it.
Just, oh, he's scratching
the chest out. At the window. Scratching at the window.
Oh, Chimichurru, the kangaroo's back.
Oh, crikey. My pants are aflame with desire.
There it is.
There we go.
Oh, that should have been the All answer.
Right, yeah. That's it.
Settled. Told.
Set phasers to fun.
Goldfinger.
Bri, 20 questions from you.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Is this a DC character?
No.
Is it a Marvel character?
Yes.
Is it a female?
You want
to no.
Is it an alien?
Yes.
Are they a member of the Starjammers?
They're not.
Are they in the Avengers books?
Not as a rule. Okay. Everyone guest starred or something at
yeah,
some point.
Yeah. But I mean, as
no,
a
no. I wouldn't associate this character with the Avengers per se. No, not at all.
Do they have superpowers?
Not really.
I immediately went to Starjammers. Like, is that
it's
going?
Definitely Lilandra.
It's definitely Corsair.
Yeah.
A non-powered alien, Marvel, not in the Avengers. Fuck. Does he have a costume?
No.
No.
Is he affiliated with the X-Men at all?
No, not really.
He's got to be like a Guardians-esque character.
Oh yeah.
Like him.
Is he linked to the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Nah.
Does he have like a...
We're
like,
halfway there.
Does he have like no superpowers?
We already said that.
Oh, super... Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to remember.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't say so, no.
Okay. Is this a character that gets used in modern comics?
Yep. Okay. Ebbs and flows a little bit, but pretty recently.
Not Avengers, not X-Men, not Guardians, but Alien.
No superpowers. No costume.
In the Thor...
Nah, not really.
No? Okay.
Affiliated at all with the Kree Skrull War?
I don't believe so.
Huh.
You, sir, are a liar.
Everybody was.
Is the character magical?
No.
Any connection to current or former Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, you could say that there's a Guardians of the Galaxy connection, but he's not, like, a member.
Okay. I have no idea.
In said connection to the Guardians of the Galaxy, is that a modern connection?
I think it's more modern. It's not like the firmest connection in the world, but they've been...
Like, why are we whispering? Why are we not saying
anything? Why, like, no costume.
Yeah, no costume.
Yes powers. How do I keep forgetting no this powers. One?
There's no powers.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. No powers, no costume.
Oh, is there like a...
What?
New Warriors? Is there like a Vance Astro weird somebody? Is there somebody that does that?
Is there somebody who doesn't have a costume in space?
Who said he's in space?
Wait, what?
Well, he said he was alien. Alien and on Earth.
Yeah. Not of Earth.
Do they hang out on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've been going in the wrong direction for, I don't know, 17 questions, is it?
Yeah, exactly 17.
Neat.
I'm just trying to narrow down what comic kind of universe he's in.
Wait a second. Is this a hilarious character?
One might say yes.
Is this Howard the Duck?
It is. Right in the nick of time. Again, Duck World, not Earth.
True, very true.
No one laughs at a master of quack foo and a hot sake.
All right, we're down to the nitty gritty. Mm-hmm. Merc, his surprise three.
Oh, what's your surprise three?
My surprise three is... I was looking through a lot of our older episodes, and like I said before, I love the titles. I would like you guys to pick the top three. And in order to narrow that down, I have the top 13 that I've picked.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you get to pick the top three out of that.
Okay.
Okay. Here's that list. Just a page of Cyclops crying. You eat soup with a spoon, and you take pearls with a gun.
That's top three for sure. I've been writing numbers down. It makes no sense.
Yeah. I've got the Kessel runs. That's a personal favorite.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what started this. Either die a hero or become a DeVito.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Four Stanley Kubricks and one is a cyborg.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
I know. And some of it comes out of like just bizarreness and some of it's a specific thing. Aquaman bun.
Pretty good. That's a recent one.
Creaky Bones and a Jughead face.
That one? I love that one.
I can't believe DC ate all those dogs. The exact right amount of Goldblum. Superboy Prime Rib. I really liked that one. That was,
yeah.
just a wrinkly Andrew Garfield. Michael Keaton Primer. And the last one, Captain Britain coming with two hot dogs in the summer.
Ding, 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 ding.
So pick your three.
Oh, fuck. I gotta go. Yeah.
You go ahead.
I
gestured at you.
Take a pearls with a gun.
Yeah.
Creaky Bones.
You eat soup with a spoon and you take pearls with a gun.
Yeah. Creaky Bones and Jughead face. Yes. Sadly, yes.
That's a White Stripes song, right? I made that joke in the episode.
Yeah, likely. Very likely.
Creaky Bones and a Jughead face.
We gotta have Captain Britain and those hot dogs, baby.
Captain Britain coming with two hot dogs in the summer.
Yeah. Those are the top three that I picked.
I kind of figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used my Saved by the Bell applause meter to gauge that.
With the runner-up, I do believe my personal favorite is I've Got the Kessel Runs.
Yeah.
I
like a wrinkly Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, who doesn't like a wrinkly Andrew Garfield on a hot summer day?
Coming with two hot dogs with the Kessel Runs.
Meg, look at this place. This place is like a mansion.
Bri, your surprise three.
Okay, I got three for you. First up, I've talked about this. I'm putting you on the spot is what I'm doing.
Boop-a-da-boop.
This is being recorded. I've long wanted to do video game topic.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want you both to commit to doing a video game episode. And also, if we make this work, a video where we play Atari Superman and Atari Spider-Man.
Yeah, sure.
All over it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying, not that you would not
That's
commit
two,
to
not
it.
Not three.
But now it's...
No,
That's
I got
fine.
More. I got more. So I want this to happen. We got this will take some planning,
mm-hmm.
but I want it in an episode recorded that this is going to happen, so I can't forget it, or I can. I think we are boys.
Mm-hmm.
We do enjoy our toys.
Uh-huh.
What is a toy that you? That's like a white whale toy. Like you wish you had a certain toy.
Oh, that's fucking Mega Man X. That D-Hearts Mega Man X.
Oh, that is great.
And there's like bootlegs for $30. So
yeah,
eventually I'm gonna do it. I'm such a cheap a-hole. I need to buy a computer, and also like child things, like for my child, like food and shelter.
Mega Man. I wanted the Rockman Walnut one that they had a while back, and I missed the boat on that too. So bootlegs, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah,
they make these things in such limited numbers.
I have a very there's fancy stuff I wanted, but you know what? I never owned Hulk hands, and I regret not owning Hulk hands.
They keep releasing them.
Yeah. I know.
They don't make the sounds anymore.
No, I know. I meant like the original ones. I feel like they got smaller.
Yeah.
Like they were like big ones. Well, like Hulk for president. Like the original Hulk hands. Yeah.
Maybe we were smaller.
We might have been, yes.
No, we were at least in our mid-20s.
I was smaller, but it...
I have two answers for that.
Okay.
One is like attainable and one's like that's super expensive and really, I don't even know if they're available anymore and there's no way I'm ever going to get it. The attainable one is, the Galactus like build-a-figure.
Oh yeah.
Thing. The Legends from Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
I can probably
get it. The series that had Nightcrawler in it.
Yeah.
Did it?
And also,
was that?
Did Nightcrawler come with his head?
No, Nightcrawler came with a leg, I think.
Oh, I might have lost one of his legs, too.
Yeah, there's that. And then the unattainable thing is I want to build a huge collection of Skeletors. This, I think it's Sideshow Collectibles, whatever. The statue. It's one of the ones that's on my desktop background screen of Skeletor.
Oh, it's like a torso.
No, it's full. And it's gorgeous. He looks evil.
Oh, okay.
And just, he's got this full scoping.
There was one.
Thing. It's fucking beautiful. Like, like one of those ones that's not like, oh, it looks like it's an homage to the original, oh, I'm blue, you boob. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's like
scary.
He looks awesome. Like, it's so perfect.
Just get a life-size one and put that out in front of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And see how fast that gets stolen.
Halloween, you boobs.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I don't know. I guess...
excuse me.
Any thoughts? We're on episode 200. We've had the same kind of format for a long time now. Almost 150 episodes. Yeah. And I mean,
the only change being dropping...
Any thoughts, just kicking a ball here, like logo, imagery, stuff like that, could probably use a new...
I've been talking about doing the logo switch for a bit.
Yeah.
At least just like on like the basic iTunes thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's literally the original one that we started.
That shows up on iTunes. I don't know how to update that. For the life of me, don't know how. Because, I mean, like, that was just like, we just need something that has the name, so we'll just
make
this
real quick.
And we
could probably call Ken and do a little...
We could
do a music switch
at
some point. Yeah. We've been going, what, like, that wasn't 52.
It was. I think 52 was when it first showed up.
When that second one showed up? Really?
The songs? Yeah.
One thing that I would like to do...
I thought it was later.
And I've only been thinking about it for the past couple weeks, but when it comes to the warm-up, there's maybe a dozen things that we do. I would love to have, instead of the warm-up theme, like a little theme for each of those dozen or so things that we do.
A specific theme?
Yeah. Like something dumb and quick.
Okay.
Character Storm!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Exactly. Storm of characters.
So if that's what you're doing this time, just play that instead. And if it's a different... That'd be a good idea.
But then that would limit us.
It would limit us, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because if we go back, there's.
I don't want to have a huge conversation about this now.
And we
no, of course not.
Okay, fine.
Cool.
No. So we'll think about that logo
the,
in particular.
The other one will just be something else. Time for something else.
It's a
more than something else.
Yeah.
Swears in the song.
Yeah.
You didn't start the fire.
There was lots of nachos and I had some nachos. I got to the end of that song and I had miscounted and there were two more lines. I was like, there is more lines, you there as fuck. There is more lines. It's a great time. It was a great time.
That is horrible and also awesome.
Which is everything that I do.
Put your whole hand in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Five worst podcast moments.
Ooh.
Moments.
Not that it was a bad thing.
I knew he would do that. I don't want to say that it's a bad
thing. Don't sugarcoat it. No, no, no. Shit all over
us. And I just picked up the old snowball mic, but crowding around one mic like that. I mean, again, it was just based on necessity. We had like an omnidirectional mic, and it worked fine time. But I listened to some snippets of some old ones just to kind of like little refreshers and just sort of get an idea. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that was didn't sound great. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's a stepping stone. But
you know what I tried to find?
What?
While I was listening to old episodes, like kind of flipping through.
Yeah.
All the times that I made little songs at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like little weird little rap songs.
The pecans one, absolutely.
The pecans, yeah. I started writing them down. I'm like, why did I never put this?
Yeah.
Why didn't I put these into all one file? But I didn't know I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Pretty consistently.
No, yeah.
And we're going to put out a Zero Issues album.
Oh, yes. Very excited.
Sing the hits.
Exactly.
Here's an AJJ song. One of the guys doesn't know the word.
I'll come at this. It's been a few years, but the sitting on the floor is in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, my bones are getting old, and I'm glad to not be doing that anymore.
Yeah, sitting on the floor, like, again, it was a necessity.
Oh, fuckers are 10 years younger than me. So fuck you.
Yeah, but you are a lot fitter than both of us are.
That's true. That's true.
Look at you and look at us.
Yeah. I am falling apart. You guys falling are, apart.
Like, you're not falling apart.
Well, okay.
I got creaky bones and a jughead face.
Yeah. you had already said as much, but yeah, there's some episodes where we're just really drunk to the point where somebody.
I mean that dates back to the origin of the show. Where we met in a bar.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. To draw, like that was like initially the hook. Is like we're just gonna get drunk and talk about comics. It was like
drunk and it was a drink and draw.
Yeah.
We wasn't even talking about and comics,
we didn't draw much.
We didn't even draw much because we didn't drink much. But which is fun to a point, but there was some where it just was just sloppy times, and it was you listen to that and it's just like
they're hammered. Have to apologize because I know that I get cantankerous when I get drink.
It's the sort of thing where like. Who would want to listen to this? Yeah. I don't want to listen to this.
My favorite, actually, it's not a bad one, but like that whole, I think we kind of like disagreed on something and then we had the thing that was being recorded. We were like talking like, no, it's good. No, we're great. We're great, buddy. Like that actually, I want to add a sixth favorite because that was pretty good.
I liked that because that was an interesting little segue.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
No, that's something just tangenting, but I liked that. Yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to bring this up out of nowhere, but there was that time where we had some talks that we potentially do like a TV show kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Which, again, like at the time, like.
We could still do it.
We could.
I'm sure they're
that's
still
the thing is we
it.
Could. Absolutely.
They're still there.
Realistically, it's you know, a lot more. I think it was
it's a shit ton of work.
What's that? Yeah. Oh,
it's a shit ton of work.
Yeah.
That
and the
we
only,
have a hard time doing editing of an auditory.
The only bummer about it, it's not, again, like that opportunity would still be there. I'm sure we could do it. I'd like to do some video stuff. It was just sort of that. Kind of the crushing realization of just being like, this is not feasible, at least not right now like this. Just the idea, like you had like ideas and thoughts like, oh, could do this. Just when your mind races and then you kind of get your feet kicked out from under you.
I feel like we need to, if we're going to do that, I would love to do a bunch of videos beforehand.
Yes.
And understand what we're doing before we suddenly jump into, here's a regular...
Oh, God.
Yeah, here's
because
then
it would be like going back to episode one of the auditory thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we're not sure how to do this. We have ideas. I think we'd be a little smarter in it, but at the same time, it would be chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would take a while for us to
It would figure be like, oh, we episode doing. 20, we finally figured out how to do this.
No, exactly. Oh, we're canceled.
Oh, by Shaw Cable. Oh, fuck.
They didn't cancel anybody. Rick Smith was there for years. Years!
They just egged my house and told me not to come back.
Aww.
Don't even think about it.
Ooh, this is the last one.
Fuck, this is the last one? Yeah.
Right.
That's all. Oh!
Let's do a character storm.
All right, I got starting off with a gentleman named, or woman, Bladeface.
It's like a beard made of blades, like Doomsday, but also like Abraham Lincoln. So like it's bone spurs for a Lincoln beard, for like a chin strap.
Yeah.
But she's an incredible orator.
Yeah.
She just can... take the crowd and bring them all in and be like, I want to unite you.
But I also want to cut you with you. I also want to cut you with my blade face.
I'm different than you.
With my blade face.
And that song is done by Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking Nine Inch Nails.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. You know,
face totally like a blade.
All right.
I want to fuck you like a blade. No, sorry.
Okay, so Nick. Next one is gross.
Nick.
Nick. No, it's Nick.
And Nick at night.
It's Nick O Time, but it's T-H-Y-M-E. Time.
Now, what does time taste like? What would you use time? Like, you know more about cooking than I do.
That's true.
I use
Thanks for agreeing, Bri. Dick.
use it on a lot of meats.
Okay.
Especially like poultry, thyme and rosemary used together. It's like a nice herb.
Okay.
And that could be the sidekick, rosemary.
Ah, there you go. Nice.
Nick of time and rosemary.
Nick of time.
But the thing is, the bad guys can always smell them coming.
That's true. Yeah.
My mind went to a dirty
this place. This alley smells fresh. And just like, oh, wow. That's a delightful odor.
Just when you need it, too.
Just when you need just it. When you need just it. When you don't need it, if you're the criminal.
Oh, that's true.
So what do you, I would say for, as it, you know, he's not much of a fighter. Like, he can scrap a little, but a lot of what he does, just a pinch of time.
Good.
Just a pinch.
Yep. And lastly, the humidifier.
Just, he focuses on your crotch.
Sometimes it's your ass.
Come on, it's the whole crotchal underwear area.
You getting swampy. And
you know what? That totally works. Think of like a superhero that like turns to a supervillain who's like, crotch rot. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so damp down there.
Yeah,
What's going on?
You right, stop doing it. He's doing it.
Yeah. Oh god. Oh,
he's
God.
Still doing
Look
it.
Look at me. Look at me.
Contact.
So I guess I'm going to leave.
No.
No.
Look at me.
I'll leave.
Look at us.
Oh,
now we're all the humidified. I feel like the humidifier could take down Iron Man very
easily. Am I in Florida all the time?
I mean, it does depend on whether or not Iron Man wears underwear underneath the costume.
I think we both know he doesn't.
I'm telling you, he's naked down there. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Just stealing jokes from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. We'll bury him. Seinfeld's not still around, but we are.
Let's
have
a rivalry with Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, look!
We don't play college campuses either, Dick.
You pathetic pair of pitiful pinheads.
That's each of our 66.
Yes.
Which so 66 plus 66 plus 66 equals...
198.
200.
Oh.
Plus 2. We need 2 more in order to make the 200.
That's right. It's do's is the chooses. No, just kidding. It's a blank page. I'm not that kind of person.
All right. I was going to say, this episode's gone on too long.
And I'm too old for this shit.
Danny Glover.
That's right. 200 episodes. And we're closing out with Brian going...
Say it.
If you've been listening for 200 episodes, like, God bless you.
Yeah, really.
I'm sure none of you have.
No.
If you've been listening for 12 episodes, thank you. Yeah, I hope you like it.
Thanks for joining us. I know there are a few people listening for a good chunk of time. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. The fact that we can just talk about the things that we love in a ridiculous manner.
The fact that literally anyone would want to hear it is amazing. Yeah,
it's awesome. And I love it.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
That's it. I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merkanaut on Instagram, Merk on Facebook.
I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. That's it. You can check out my friendship around you at all times.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can look at my stuff at thekylelees.com. I'm coming for you.
Gonna get you.
And that's it. Thanks as always, Social City Defender.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the start. In different incarnations, doing all the different music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Working with me to make, like, oh, I go into a studio and go, like, I think this sound. And he somehow makes it into.
You know
awesome
what I think
music.
Would be a very fun closeout for this episode?
What would
the
be a fun closeout?
The original theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it right now.
Now?
Now.
Toot toot.
Oh, God. Why did I do that? So I guess I'm gonna leave.